Hello, hello, hello. Malcolm here, and welcome to my summary, my newsletter podcast summary of what's been going on in my life over the last 7 days and what's been going up on my website. So this is the newsletter podcast for Saturday, the 7th of December, 2019. And what has been going on? Well, I've entitled this week's newsletter, Find the Beauty. Find the Beauty, because I've been inspired by the beauty around me. And I found it really helpful in the responsibilities that I've been doing and taking care of this week. As a lot of you will know, I'm preparing a teaching and preaching series on the Sermon on the Mount for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ in January and February of 2020, as well as a teaching day on the Beatitudes for the Watford Church of Christ, which will be on Saturday, the 29th of February, 2020. So you can put that in your diary if you like, and feel free to come along. It'd be great to have you. So I've got lots of lessons to write, 15 in fact, lesson outlines and so on, and getting those lessons written to a good standard, and to do it on time, which means finishing it well before Christmas, because Christmas and New Year will be crazy, of course, and fun, but I won't get a lot of things done like that. Getting that done is probably my biggest challenge right now. Of course, I say it's a big challenge. I shouldn't say that like it's a burden, because of course, it's a tremendous privilege to have the opportunity to teach, to write, to prepare some classes on the Sermon on the Mount, on the Beatitudes. My goodness, what a blessed man I am, and I won't deny that. But I certainly feel very challenged by it. And I think I've written and recorded in the last week or two about this, but I've needed to find extra inspiration, ways to help me to focus. So the plan has been to devote Monday mornings to writing. But I know if I just stay in my house at my normal desk, I'm just not going to get it done. Too many distractions. So on Monday mornings, I get up early, which I usually do, and then go somewhere different to pray. I like the places I pray locally, but going somewhere different really seems to help me. So I go somewhere different, somewhere special, and then I sit, crucially not in my house, somewhere else, and write all morning. That's the Monday plan to get these lessons done. Aided, of course, by liberal supplies of cake and coffee. Seems to make a difference. Now, one of my favourite places I've mentioned before is Dunstable Downs, and I've been there a couple of times, but I felt this week I needed to go somewhere different. Even a beautiful place like Dunstable Downs can lose its impact if I go there too often. So where should I go? I think I made a really good choice. I went to Rickmansworth, which is near where we live, and walked around the Aquadrome, which is a series of lakes created by digging shingle out of them in the 1920s, I believe. The shingle they used partly to make the old Wembley Stadium, the original one back in the, in the 30s. Anyway, there are some lakes there now, which are all full of wildlife. And I went there and I walked around the lakes, including one called Stocker's Lake, which is a wildlife area where it's beautiful. And if you look at the newsletter, you'll see a panoramic picture of Stocker's Lake that December morning. It was absolutely stunning. The beauty took my breath away. Well, the cold did too, but the beauty took my breath away. And that it was frosty, it was fresh. It was, I was accompanied by herons, ducks, geese, goldfinches. I saw a pair of goldfinches and they were singing away, and all these birds were parading themselves and flying overhead. And I walked around and I prayed, and I don't know, it took a good hour or more for that. And it was truly awesome. I mean, that word gets overused, but it was truly, truly awesome. The early morning sunshine, the birds singing, the lake, the trees and so on around me. You'll see other pictures on the newsletter as well. A stalk of some kind of grass is photographed there, which I saw. It's just simple but beautiful. All these things made by God, which if I hadn't gone there, I wouldn't have been refreshed. They'd have been there, but the beauty would have escaped me. And there's just something about that, isn't there? About deliberately going into places which inspire us, that bring us back to to be connected with the beauty that exists, the beauty that is rooted in the nature of God. And for me, walking around a park or walking around a lake at 7 a.m. on a frosty December morning does it for me. Maybe that's not what does it for you. That's okay. But it's important that we're in touch with beauty. Beauty is not only made by God, but it's part of who he is. He is beautiful. And so I think we need that, and I certainly need that, in order to be properly inspired to, particularly to take on these big tasks. So I got back to the cafe in the park about 9 a.m. when it opened. By the time I got there, my fingers were frozen. They were really painful. But my spirit was alive. I felt refreshed. I felt inspired, to be honest. And I sat down, had my cake, had my coffee, and I wrote 4 more lessons, hallelujah, and stayed on track to finish them off in 2 weeks' time. So 2 more Mondays, prayerfully, all being well, and the lessons will be finished. Not only tweaking, but they will be basically done. So just wondering, do you have a big project on the go? Or do you have a big decision to make? Or do you have something you really need to work through? Perhaps it's time to go somewhere beautiful that will help you to think differently, to think on a more grand scale, to think in an environment that reminds you of the beauty of God. That might be a good thing to do, especially if you're thinking about the year just gone and thinking about your focus for the year ahead as we come to the end of 2019. Maybe go somewhere beautiful and find yourself refreshed by God's beauty. Well, those are some thoughts that have been helping me this week, especially as I've been recovering from my illness. As you may know from last week, I wasn't feeling very well at all. And in fact, I haven't been feeling terribly well all this week. I managed to get to church in Thames Valley last Sunday, which I was very grateful for. I was grateful to be able to get there and serve. But I was also greatly refreshed by the fellowship and being there. So that was very helpful. Though I'm sorry, everybody, I left quite early because I still wasn't feeling terribly well. I am on the mend. Not 100%, but getting there. Please pray especially for my voice to be strong, because I'm going to need it a lot over Christmas with carol services and all kinds of things. So it's still not strong. So please do pray for me. A couple of prayer requests as well as that. Please, if you know Charlie and Jeanette Hines, dear friends of ours, and many of us will know them, please keep them in your prayers at this time, because Jeanette's mother died a few days ago as of the time of recording. Please keep the family in your prayers and ask God to provide the comfort that only he can, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Also, I'd request your prayers for our general election here in the UK. If you're not in the UK, you may or may not know, but we've got a general election going on. Please pray for the election. Please pray that God brings healing after the election. Elections in most countries are fairly divisive. And please pray that we can be more at peace in this country. As Paul writes to Timothy, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. So please pray for our politicians, all those in authority. Well, what else is on the website? Well, a couple of other things. First of all, a retreat update. The Wait for the Lord retreat, 27th to 29th of March next year, 2020, is ongoing in its preparation. 2 more people this week signed up. Thank you very much. Looking forward to having you with me and with us all. 5 spaces remain. 12 have been taken. So if you're planning on coming, please let me know. Drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or go to the website where you'll find the dedicated page there about the retreat on my website, malcolmcox.org. And if you have signed up already and if you haven't yet paid, most of you have, thank you very much, but there's 1 or 2 still needing to pay, then please do that, because that's going to secure your place and it's going to mean that I can book the particular bedrooms at the retreat centre at the convent where we will be, and I need to book them there with them. So I can't do that until I get, obviously, the payment that's needed. That's what's coming up. In terms of the other posts on the website, you will see my latest Quiet Time Coaching episode, 117, which is a summary of the Beatitudes. It's a conclusion to a mini-series on those, and we'll just give a summary of the different aspects of the Beatitudes there. The Sunday sample for corporate worship this week is episode 112, and that's Hallel to start worship. I enjoyed using a clip of a video done by Dave Eastman as part of our worship on Sunday in Thames Valley, and I talk about how we used that and why we used it, and thinking about how we begin worship. The Tuesday Teaching Tip is episode 185, and the title is "The Purpose of Preaching is to Remove Ignorance." The purpose of preaching is to remove ignorance, and I discussed that topic of, is that our focus, and is that right, and in what way do we do that well? Watford update. There's a video of our December plans, which you can find on my YouTube channel and on the Watford Facebook page. There's a link in the newsletter. We have a Christmas craft service coming up, a caroling evening, and a carol service, which should be a lot of fun. And in Thames Valley, we're building up towards the carol service on the 15th of December, 11 o'clock in the morning, at the Floriat Montague Park Primary School. Now, that's a name for a school. My goodness. I don't know what your school was called, but I bet it wasn't as flowery and elegant as that. Imagine going to that. What's the name of your school? My school's the Floriat Montague Park Primary School. That's a place. Anyway, we'll have a good time there with singing carols. The kids will do stuff. The preteens will do readings. We'll sing our hearts out, and we'll have tea, coffee, and mince pies and mulled wine, which on the invitation has an exclamation mark, so it must be pretty special. If you know anybody who'd like to come to that, please invite them. 15th of December, 11 a.m. Or the Watford carol service is the 22nd of December, 5:30 p.m. We're going to have an evening carol service with dark outside and light inside. I think it'll be a great atmosphere. Well, that's what's coming up. One last personal thing. As you may know, our daughter Lydia got married earlier this year, and we are going to visit her and her new husband for the first time and stay overnight this weekend. We're going down on the Friday, on the Saturday morning, and spending Saturday night down there, coming back Sunday. So that'll be rather nice. Looking forward to that. On a personal note, pray that we can be a blessing to Lydia and Bintesh as we go, and looking forward to that. And we'll say hello to Bristol while we're there. Well, I think that's everything for this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for encouraging me. And especially thank you for praying for me. I'm very grateful for that. Let's do our best. Let's do our best to help one another to have meaningful times of quiet with God, to have meaningful corporate worship experiences, and to grow in effectiveness in our preaching and teaching, such that God will be glorified, the church will be edified, and the world will come to know how amazing Jesus is. Until the next time, have a wonderful weekend. Take care, and God bless.